Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Friday here at Superhuman Radio, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, who has prepared today's show of fantastic topics. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Lots of good stuff to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
And where do we start? Where do we start?
Where do you want to start?
I want to start with the fact that, I'm going to preface what I'm about to say, because I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, condescending, because apparently I'm not only condescending to the listeners, but to the guests. We'll talk about that later. But
it's a pile on, you said.
Yeah, a pile on. Yeah, pile on, Carl. Everybody. Al Roker. I like Al Roker. I think he's a really nice man.
He's funny too. He brings humor to the Today Show,
and he's a kind soul. I mean, he really is. I mean, I like Al Roker, right?
Uh huh.
But he apparently just wrote a diet book,
right?
Al Roker couldn't lose weight until he went for gastric bypass surgery.
That's correct.
So his diet book should basically be a cover, a back cover, and one page in the middle with one chapter that says, gastric bypass surgery, that's how I did it, end of book. What does he have to contribute to the discussion about diet?
Well, my guess is as good as yours. I was just looking at some newspaper articles and articles online about him, and he basically says that 90% of the people, 95% of the people who go on diets, they fail. If you don't change your lifestyle, then you can't win with a diet. But he never won with the diet.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he didn't change his lifestyle. He went in for radical, life-changing surgery. He didn't change his lifestyle. In fact, if he even wanted to become fat again, he couldn't, because he can't eat anymore. What is more radical than bypassing your stomach? I mean, really? So, and doesn't he also say...
The name of the book, by the way, is Never Going Back.
Yeah, well, he can't go back. He couldn't go back. In fact, I predict... Well, okay, so anyway, Al Roker also says that the problem with people is that they go for these fast fixes, right?
Yes.
Well, what the hell do you call radical gastric bypass surgery? I mean, I know the fat doesn't come off fast, but, I mean, is that a lifestyle change that takes time?
Well, my question to you is this. He said that he's tried everything and nothing worked, so that's why he went to do the gastric bypass surgery. However, now he's supposedly an expert and going to write a book.
Yeah.
Why would anyone want to take weight loss advice from someone who doesn't know what to do so they get bypass surgery?
It's like taking having a person who has developed diabetes and allowed it to manifest such great disease that they've had their legs removed and their fingers removed and they have all these side diseases as a result of their diabetes. They're going to write a book on how to cure diabetes themselves. It doesn't make any sense. And I like Al Roker. Do the weather, Al. Don't write diet books, man.
Yeah. He's maintained since he had the...
But listen, I have a friend. I have a friend. One of my earliest business partners in Las Vegas, John. I'm not going to say his last name because he hasn't approved this statement. John was 400 pounds when we were in business together. His gallbladder exploded. He went in to have life-saving surgery. While they were in there, he approved them to do gastric bypass surgery. So after his gallbladder surgery, he's 178 pounds now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, I love John. I wouldn't take diet advice from him. I wouldn't take any advice from John because John doesn't know anything about diet, and he didn't try everything, even if he did, he said. Even if he says he did. It took bypassing his stomach. John complains to me, last time I talked to him, he complains to me because he can't eat anything anymore.
Well, I have a friend that had the bypass surgery and it didn't, he's still obese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one. I mean, yeah. Did he have the lap band or did he have gastric bypass?
Oh, I bet it was the lap band.
Yeah, because the lap band, they take off. So they lose some weight. I know a girl who had such little self-control that she wanted to lose 15 pounds. She lived in Mexico where they do surgery like on demand. So she had a lap band put in to lose 15 pounds. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me?
Didn't you say she had like...
Yeah, there was an open wound in her stomach for a long... Because something didn't heal. And then when they took the lap band out, obviously it went away. But it's like, you would go for surgery to lose 15 pounds? What is this country coming to?
Well, later on in the show, we're going to talk about some real numbers about health care and how much it cost. And
I'm going to really hit this one hard today. I'm not going to rant, but I'm going to give you some in-your-face type stuff. And we have to think about this really hard.
Yes, we do.
And so, Al Roker, I say, I love you. Do the weather. Don't write about diets, please, because you've never been on a diet. You can't. You aren't on a diet now. You haven't changed your lifestyle. You've changed your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So I love the guy. I hope people buy his book. But who's going to buy his book?
I have a question for you.
Okay, hopefully I have an answer.
Are you trying to grow some science projects here?
So I'm in the studio Monday through Thursday by myself, right? I'm a sloppy guy. I'm doing six things at one time. I throw papers here.
Thought they were science projects.
I've had some teacups here that haven't been used in about 4 or 5 weeks. They still have the tea bags in them, and they're filled with mold. So Elisa goes, I'm going to take these home and wash them. I said, no. I need another week. I think I found the cure for cancer. Yes, I am a pig.
No, you're not. No.
Okay. So, yes, make fun of me. That's okay. Anyway.
So how's your new program coming along?
It's really coming along well.
Is it?
And I've stolen a page from your book, and I've talked about it on the show. I attribute it to you that I now do cardio, little spurts of cardio in between my resistance training movements.
That really makes it go by quicker, and it helps with energy level, and you know, you can go, I don't know, it just really...
I'm making great progress, too. I mean, I'm leaning out pretty quickly.
Now, are you doing like a 10-minute warm-up, then you go lift, and then you, midway in between, you come back and do another?
I do a 10-minute warm-up, I come and I do my heaviest movements. I do 5 sets of my heaviest movements. Then I immediately go to another complementary movement. I'm doing body parts. So I do chest and shoulders on Monday, back on Tuesday. Wednesday is a active recovery day. Thursday I come in and do legs. Friday I do arms. And Saturday and Sunday I'm supposed to take off. And I really am going to start taking off because I do need
active recovery?
Rest. No, I'm going to take off. I need, I'm still lifting heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Those first movements. But I move from the traditional 12, 10, 8, 6, 4 rep pattern with my first movement to the next movement. I do 15, a weight that I use for 15 reps. Then I go do 10 minutes of cardio. Then I come back and I do 2 more movements, but now I shoot for the 25 to 20 rep range. So those 2 movements, then I go do 10 minutes of cardio.
So you've done a total of 30 minutes that time.
Yes.
And then you're doing cardio in the morning, fasted
as
well.
At 5:30, yeah, 20 to 35 to 45 minutes. This depends on how I feel that morning. But, yeah, I'm walking. As Johan Odestrom said, walking is for old ladies. Well, at 5:30 in the morning, I feel
that?
Like, yeah. At 5:30 in the morning, I feel like an old lady. So that's me. Yeah.
Oh, well, I did the other, we were talking about body weight.
Right.
So I've been doing some body weight squats and the other day in the gym, I basically did everything I did for lower body was all body weight things.
Right.
I did, about 375 reps though.
That's awesome.
I was so sore.
Right.
I could hardly walk down the stairs. I was so sore.
Right.
And I did also the cardio in between as well.
Right.
So I really like doing my cardio. Points. I call them my cardio points.
Yeah.
I like doing those.
It breaks up the workout. It actually is beneficial because you do your resistance training, then you do a little cardio and you do a little resistance, you do cardio and you mix it all together. But now, since you've expose me for my Petri dish experiments. I'm going to expose you for something.
Oh, no.
So we talk all the time about how women get hung up on the scale.
Oh.
Right? And we say, you know, the scale is
busted.
Not
important.
Well, you know what? And you of all people should know. And you get hung up on the scale. When are you going to stop that?
I don't have an answer to that.
Have you ever heard anything about 12-step programs? You know, Al-Anon, when you walk in, the first thing you do is you go, hi, I'm Carl Lenore, and I'm an overeater or whatever. You need to say, hi, I'm Elisa Profumo, and I'm a scale watcher.
Well, speaking of the scale, Al Roker said in this article that I read that he weighs himself twice a day, that he's a fanatic about it.
Yeah.
That's
he's
crazy.
And you know what? It's insane. Again, Al Roker is paying no attention to what muscle he carries. He doesn't understand that that's the metabolic machinery.
But you've got to realize the mainstream media, like that article that we talked about the other day, that you and Dr. Andro talked about the other day.
Adele Musa.
I'm sorry, Adele.
I know, you're so used to calling him that.
About the Duke University study that aerobic exercise burned fat quicker than resistance and aerobic together.
They said it's more effective if you want to lose weight. But what Adele points out, he says if you look at these charts, they lie. It really shows that the ones who did resistance training and cardio lost more body fat, but they gained lean muscle mass. And so really,
they don't account for the lean muscle mass.
Well, but they burn more body fat. Let's forget about that. Let's just say fat. But see, no, they just go for weight loss.
But that's what people think, because when I lost 10 pounds and I gained 10 pounds or 9 pounds of muscle,
right,
a friend of mine, a guy, he said to me, well, it sounds to me like you didn't lose anything then.
Yeah. See, everybody's focused on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We talk about it here, but David Zizinko, a couple years from now, will write a book about the importance of not focusing on the numbers in the scale, but focusing more on muscle versus fat, and then it'll be mainstream.
Well, no, he'll turn it into something that it makes it really bad.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But we have to take a break. When we come back, we actually have a listener on the show for just a couple minutes to talk about his experience with a product. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com,
getds.com or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where I get to look across the desk at the beautiful and muscular Elisa Profumo. That's right. Women should have muscles. Believe that. Okay, we're joined by Scott Connor. How you doing, Scott?
Good, you?
Fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on. The reason we're having you on is because Age Force is running a free month trial of their fat burner patch. And a lot of people are sitting on the fence going, you know, I need some help losing body fat. I don't know if I think this thing will work. You've used the fat burner patch, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Were you skeptical before you used it, first of all?
I would say definitely, only because with today's market, there's so many products that claim they can help you burn body fat, and you know, you'll lose it real quick without really having to do anything else. So I'm always skeptical of something that that claims that.
Okay. All right. And so how long have you, or are you still using the patch, or did you stop because you reached your goals?
I stopped after about 6 weeks. I was really just doing it for some slight like body recomposition, and didn't really need it after I saw such good results.
So do you think it worked for you?
Absolutely, yes.
And now, you've been training for a while, right?
I have, yes.
So you would know if this was, well, you know, I don't know if it's the patch or this other thing I was doing. I mean, you really attribute this to the patch?
Yeah, because I've taken a lot of different things over the years and done a lot of experiments on seeing what works and what doesn't, and that's what part of my skepticism, that's where it came from, and this works.
Okay, so you get to this point where you used it and you're like, I've reached my goal, I want to cancel. Any back flack from Age Force? Was it easy to cancel? Did they bill you an extra month accidentally, blah, blah, blah?
No, I just pretty much did what they tell you to do, is send an email, and probably within an hour I got a reply back, a real nice reply from Steve, basically saying, you know, look forward to future business with other patches, and he said he appreciated the order in the first place.
And so that was it? No mishaps?
That was pretty much it. He actually attached another message. We had gone back and forth about some previous patches that I had ordered, and he basically had said this is a pretty common thing that you know, other people have had, and they were real nice about it.
I can't believe how many people use the patch for a period of time, and then they go, I don't need it anymore. I've reached my goal. And we've been talking to other people within the Age Force family, you know, that have used the patch. And the story is always the same. Some people it takes 3 months. Some people take 6 months. Some people don't have as much body fat to lose. Maybe like yourself, it takes 6 weeks. But the story is always the same. I used the patch. It worked for me. And I had to cancel. There was no reason to keep using it. And so they canceled.
Can I ask you a question? A question, Scott? It's Elisa.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you use one patch a day? Is that what you used?
Yeah, I used only one patch a day, and I probably use one every maybe 4 days or so.
That's pretty impressive.
That is.
Okay, so would you recommend the fat burner patch to other people who are looking to take a shot and trying to find a way to maybe enhance their fat loss?
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend it for people, and, you know, before you go into doing it, I would say, plan out what you're going to do, figure out, you know, when you're going to use it, when the best time to do it, whether that's right before you go to sleep and then you wake up and train in the morning, or if you're going to do it in the evening. I think if you get all your ducks in a row, that it'll absolutely work for you.
What do you think works the best? Were you doing any intermittent fasting and using the patch during the fasts or anything like that?
Yeah, I would use it probably an hour or two after my dinner, and use it, wearing it overnight, wake up and train in the morning in a fasted state, and then that'd be pretty much it. I think you kind of get the, you know, bang for the buck right there if you use it.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Overnight, and then.
It didn't stimulate you, so you were able to sleep with it and everything.
Well, that was the thing, is a lot of fat burners out there, you don't want to use them, at least in my experience, before you go to sleep, because they will either keep you awake or they have side effects that might cause excessive sweating or speed up your heart rate. And this didn't have any of that, so it didn't ruin my sleep or interrupt my sleep, and it didn't really have any side effects. So,
did you notice any metabolic shifts? Because the fat burner patch that they have now has changed over the past year. It's had three different revisions. It's coming out with another one. And there are some agents in there that are designed to both stimulate the thyroid to work better, and also the T2 by itself, which has been shown to be a mitochondrial uncoupler. Did you notice anything? Were you warmer when you trained? Did you feel a sense of well-being or a bit more energy? I don't mean frantic, but like, wow, you know, I'm training and I don't feel exhausted.
No, I can't really say that I noticed any, you know, anything physically that I could attribute to that. But, I do think that at the same time I was able to, you know, maintain the food that I was eating, maintain my, my caloric level without having to, you know, add that on top of it. So I don't think it was really anything else but the patch. I was actually also able to put on a little bit of, a muscle at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's
pretty impressive. Do you use any? What other patches do you use from Age Force? Just out of curiosity.
The first one I used, I've been using the Omega-3 and the CoQ10 since it came out, and then I'm also using the HGH patch.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, listen, I want to thank you for your honesty and for coming on the air and talking about it. And, you know, we have not promised to remunerate Scott with anything. We just asked for some people who are using the patch to come on and talk openly and honestly. And I got to be honest, we can't find somebody who says anything negative about the patch. We have found a couple people who said it didn't work for them, like they didn't get the results that they were looking for, but they were not dissatisfied because they honestly admitted that they also weren't, you know, doing things that would, you know, let's face it, you could take this patch and eat crappy and you're not going to lose weight. This is not going to make
right.
up for but what the patch will do is, if you are trying to recomposition your body, it will just make it a little bit more efficient and you'll get a little better results. And that's really all you can expect from something like this. I mean, you know, it's not clenbuterol. It's not, you know, something risky and dangerous that in the face of anything, it's going to make you get thinner and thinner, like DNP, because those things are dangerous. But it does work. There's no doubt about it. Listen, thanks a lot for coming on the show today, Scott.
Yep, thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so there you go.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to try. I got my free badge,
yeah.
So I'm going to try them like he said.
Yeah, try it.
That'll be great.
I'm going to start using it, too. You know what? I haven't been using it. I got to be honest with you. You know, I have so many supplements at my availability, and it's like I almost, not that I'm a supplement snob. Anybody who's ever seen my supplement drawer knows that it's it's probably like $10,000 worth of supplements.
Didn't you post a picture on Facebook one time of your supplement drawer?
Yeah, and actually I cleaned it out and it's gotten full again now. So, you know, I'm a supplement junkie, there's no doubt about it.
But
I'm going to definitely start using the patch, there's no doubt about it. Okay, so now what do you want to talk about?
Let's move on to what we were talking about earlier, the state of the cost of losing weight.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah.
The battle of the bulge. according to the World Health Organization, unless things change quickly, the U.S. will have to will have 65 million more obese people by 2030.
Right.
I mean, we know that.
Yeah, the CDC says that close to, it's like 46 or 47% of the population will be considered obese. Even, now, keep in mind, there's going to be even a greater number of people. If you lump obese and overweight together, it's going to be more like 75% of the population.
I'm raising my hand so I can say something.
Yes.
The annual cost of obesity-related illnesses comes to more than $190 billion, according to the U.S. Institute of Medicine.
Right.
That's 190 that we could add to the deficit.
Right. Well, and that's what I want to, can I talk about what,
yes,
what I
please.
Have? Okay. Okay. So the current deficit is just over $16 trillion as of today. I checked. There's a website that keeps tally of it. And according to them, each American's portion of this deficit, whether you're rich or poor, is $52,317. It's estimated that the debt increases $3.85 billion per day. Now think about that for a second, per day, okay? American people have to shoulder the cost of the deficit as the U.S. government produces nothing, no money on its own. They just collect our taxes and they spend those tax dollars on things that are supposed to benefit the American people. Now, keep in mind that this discussion is not a partisan discussion. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care if you're Libertarian. I don't care if you're Socialist. I don't care.
Tea Party.
These are the facts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The way to attack the debt is to reduce annual accumulated deficit each year by cutting spending, but unfortunately, and increasing taxes, right? That's how they see it working. So while cutting spending and raising taxes is the way that the government does it, the American people not only have to absorb these charges, they also have to maintain their own economic households. So we not only have to suffer the burden of the decisions the government makes financially by taxing us, right? But we also have to manage our own bills. We have to pay for our own gasoline. We have to pay for our own medical expenses. We have to pay for, you know, our mortgages and everything else. So the old adage, the buck stops here, it really does with the American people. We absorb every stupid thing the government does and every stupid thing we do.
If we don't pay our bills, we get in trouble.
Right.
If the government doesn't pay their bills,
they print more money. They just print more money or they tax us, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So I want you to stay with this idea because I want you to understand that you cannot differentiate between the money that you pay in taxes that roundabout comes back to affect this issue or the money you pay directly that affects this issue. It's all the same issue, whether you're giving the money to the government and they're spending it on your behalf or whether you're spending it yourself, okay? So during the last campaign, and see, the government in general is very smart about how they divert attention from things.
Can I say something?
Please,
here?
Please.
The latest report from the federal government shows that Americans spent more than $8,600 a year per person on health care. I told you this morning, and I said we didn't spend like anything, except for on our supplements and our gym membership,
and that's not covered.
And it's how is it fair that people who are spending so much money, we have to make up for that.
Yes, and that's my point.
Our insurance rates went up.
And that's my point. So every American person has to absorb the bad decisions of the government, their own bad decisions, and through the bad decisions of the government, we absorb everybody else in America's bad decisions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the focus during this last campaign was we have to tax the rich. Does anybody know how much money taxing the rich is going to contribute to our deficit? I don't think most people know.
It was
just under $80 billion. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that's chump change. That's a lot of money. Just under $80 billion. Okay. So this has been the whole focus. Let's tax the rich. And I'm all for taxing the rich. Don't get me wrong. I think that they should pay more if they can afford to pay more. Go for it. Right. But all it's going to do is throw $80 billion at the almost just above $1 trillion a year we add to the deficit. So now let's look at something else that the government doesn't even talk about. Fixing the obesity problem. Okay? As you pointed out a second ago, obesity has a direct cost to Medicare, Medicaid of $190 billion a year.
Right.
Okay. There's another $40 billion a year spent on diet drugs and diet aids.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Dietary supplements, $1.57 billion.
Right. That's lumped into that $40 billion. Okay. That's lumped in. Yes. The way I did it, I lumped it in.
Okay.
$40 billion a year is spent on diet aids and drugs. This is over-the-counter diet aids and drugs. Okay. Okay. Now, listen to this one. The total financial cost of, and this is directly related to obesity. This is not like a random number. Absenteeism, decreased productivity, short-term disability due to obesity-related disorders and diseases, $130 billion a year. Now, let's look at some of the little numbers.
Did you include diet programs in there? Because Americans spent $1.1 billion on, like, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers.
Okay, no, I think that's in that $40 billion
okay.
that I talked about.
Okay.
$4 billion a year, this is a brand new number, in the increased gasoline consumption, hauling bigger people around in their cars and buses. I mean, when you put all of this together, it's about $365 billion a year, direct costs of obesity. Now, we're not even talking about indirect costs like hospitals and municipalities are having to up their strength of toilet bowls because they can't hold people. People are sitting on these toilets that are mounted on walls in hospitals and in public settings, and they're coming right off the wall. Here's a perfect example. Governor Chris Christie.
Yes.
Who wants to know whether or not being fat or being overweight is going to hurt his chances of becoming president. His state,
New Jersey,
the New Jersey Transit Authority, is complaining because they have to retrofit all of the public transportation trains and buses with larger seats that are wider by 2 inches on average, because the people are so much bigger they can't fit in the seats any longer. So those are the indirect costs of obesity. But just the direct cost, $365 billion a year. Now, okay, I'm all for taxing the rich. Go for it, right? But that's $80 billion. This is $365 billion a year direct cost to the American people. Why is no
because
one talking?
Because of obesity?
Yes.
Well, you ought to send that in.
Why is no one talking about this?
To the administration.
I want to send it to Chris Christie and say, you think you want to be president? You're the wrong guy to be president.
Are you finished?
Well, there's a couple of little things I want to throw in here.
Okay.
I asked you what size dress you wear this morning.
Okay.
Will you say it on the air?
I don't care.
Good. What is it?
A 4.
Okay. Do you know what the average dress size of a U.S. woman is today?
I do, because you told me.
14. Okay. The indirect costs to obesity, additional material, clothing costs more. It's so much money that it's unbelievable. Why is the government not addressing this? And let me give you one other tip here. So I took my Excel spreadsheet out and I did an extrapolation. I says, okay, the CDC says we're going to be around 50% obesity by 2030. So that's 17 years from now. And I extrapolated out the average increase in obesity each year. And then I times that by the percentage increase in what it's going to cost future dollars. So this $365 billion becomes almost $500 billion a year, direct costs of obesity. Almost half of the current annual deficit will be just from obesity. We won't have a trillion dollar a year deficit. We'll have a $2 trillion a year deficit, and $500 billion of it will be direct costs of obesity.
Well, we need to get you a little more mainstream so that your message can get across.
Oh, no, they're not. You read an article this morning, and they said that if people want to lose weight, they should see a dietitian or listen to the Dr. Oz show.
Here it says, according to the CDC, 35.7% of adults were considered obese in 2010. To change your diet, you can head to a nutritionist, a registered dietitian. Just make sure that the nutritionist is qualified, or you can watch Dr. Oz on TV while you're on the treadmill, of course.
Now, all I got to say is this, and I know that people are going to think this is a really low blow, but have you ever looked at not just the audience of Dr. Oz, but have you ever looked at his staff? Do you remember that award show?
Yes.
There was one fatter than the other. These people know nothing about health and obesity. Nothing. Nothing.
And in this same article, it's talking about bariatric surgery as an option. And did you know that the average cost for bariatric surgery is between $18,000 to $35,000?
Right, right. This is, you know what, folks? If this is going to collapse the country, nothing else. You know what? If there was a jihad every 3 days against us, it won't have the impact that obesity is having on this country. And the worst part is, I can tell you from being an obese person, obese people don't want to be reminded that they're fat because we have mirrors and we know we're fat.
That's what Al Roker said in that article that I read.
But you know what? Obesity is the elephant in the room, no pun intended. And if people don't get wise, every American out there has a responsibility to this country and to everybody that, every neighbor and every other American, to do something about their obesity now. Now. I wish I had the music for like a patriotic song to play in the background right now.
Okay, so in this same article that I read where the Americans spend $8,600 per person per year, and it says, yet we don't live any longer and we're not even healthier than it was Japan and all the France,
all these
Sweden,
other developed
Britain,
countries, all these other developed
16
countries.
Other developed, majorly developed
right.
countries.
And that's because the pharmaceutical industry does nothing but exploit us. They don't make us healthier. They're like leeches sucking the blood, the life out of us. And didn't you also say that we are the lowest in or the highest in mortality,
infant mortality. Yes.
How do you figure that one? How is the most developed, most advanced, medically advanced country in the world, how are we the highest in infant mortality?
The United States has a higher infant mortality rate than the other countries with 32.7 deaths per 100,000. Other countries have infant mortality rates between 15 and 25.
And we're talking about developed countries. We're
developed
not talking about
countries.
Somalia.
The Eastern European countries, Britain,
UK,
Sweden,
the European
France.
Union. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So how is it that we're spending all this money on medications and all this money on medical advances and all this money on
vaccinations
and health care, and our kids are dying at almost double the rate of the rest of the developed world?
Probably because of that.
Yes.
It's not a laughing matter. I don't mean to laugh.
Well, you lost a brother.
I did, to SIDS.
Right.
At 6 months. Yeah. And you know, that's when you get your...
He had just had his diphtheria, whatever, mm-hmm. those three shots. And what? Oh, 2 weeks later? A week later, he was dead.
Mm-hmm. So. Sudden infant death.
But nobody thought about it back then. They didn't think that the doctor was going to kill their kid.
Mm-mm.
Well, guess what? Doctors are more likely to kill your kid than somebody in your neighborhood. So anyway, I have to take a break because I am really frustrated, and I am a former obese person. For those of you listening to the show for the first time and you think, God, this guy is a jerk, I don't like him. You know what? I was over 300 pounds and I didn't have to go for gastric bypass surgery. You do have to make some decisions and you have to get ready for the fact that it doesn't happen overnight. You didn't get fat overnight and you're not going to get healthy overnight. So, all right, let's take a quick commercial break. I'm going to go take my, what medication can I take? Xanax. I'm going to go take a Xanax. I'll be right back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Say, Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertising Ties with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Did you know that we now have music playing in the morning during the most popular times to work out?
I know, because I heard you say it on one of your shows.
From 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, you can tune into the Superhuman Radio Network, and with limited interruption, just one 30-second commercial every 15 to 18 minutes, and listen to these mashups that everybody loves so much. I was listening to them this morning when I was doing my cardio. I'm telling you, this music rocks.
It is good music.
So check it out.
I just wanted to say, going out of the break, you said that you were going to go find some medication to take or something.
Yeah.
You know, I realized this morning I was in my vitamin drawer, and there was an old bottle of ibuprofen in there. I have not taken ibuprofen for at least, I'd say, 5 years.
Right.
And it just jogged my memory that I don't take it. It's not necessary. I know people take it for headaches and people take it for muscle soreness.
Everything.
And I haven't had the need to take it. And it's been at least 5-6 years, I know.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Carly Gomez just sent us a message from her iPhone, her superhuman iPhone. And she says, I'm going to paraphrase this. She says, tell Elisa to throw that scale out if she has one at home. We don't have a scale in our home, and I don't use the one at the gym. I have no idea what I weigh. I base everything on how my clothes fit and how I look in the mirror. When getting ready to compete, body fat is measured, and then the scale is used on a monthly basis. And see, that's the important thing. Using a scale without differentiating between lean body mass and body fat is useless.
It really is. Well, and I did say to you this morning, for a while we were taking photos every Saturday and measurements, and I want to start doing that again.
Me too. I love taking those photos.
Yes. I want to start doing that again so I can track my progress.
Yes.
Because, yes, the scale, Carly, I admit, the scale is driving me crazy.
You know what? And I like this. This could actually be a, you know what? This could be a t-shirt for women. She says, Elisa, just say no to this scale. I like that.
That's funny.
Well,
thank
you know what
you.
Else too? I mean, if you start training, like if a woman is off for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
She starts training. She may actually see the scale go up because part of the hypertrophic effect of training is more fluids are pulled into the muscle. So the muscles get fuller and rounder. Well, guess what? The scale goes up, but who cares if it's muscle weight?
Exactly.
So thank you for that, Carly. Well, and also, Carly, thanks for the article, but I don't know if we're going to be able to work it in today because we didn't have a chance to read it and prepare. But she had sent us a GMO article that we'll have to get to.
Here's another thing. We were talking about vaccinations just a few minutes ago and children. I have an article here that says the Obama administration seeks approval to test anthrax vaccine on children.
This is a sin.
A public meeting of the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues has been scheduled for Monday and Tuesday next week to be held at the University of Miami. The topic is ethical issues associated with the development of medical countermeasures for children.
Right.
And basically what they want to do is test the anthrax vaccine on children.
Children here in the United States, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to believe Dr. Merrill Nass is going to be there. Dr. Merrill Nass is the foremost authority on the anthrax vaccine. And she has testified before Congress dozens of times about anthrax vaccines. And she came on the show and talked about the anthrax vaccine and said that when you join the military, you sign away your rights to what they can inject in you. So everybody in the military gets the anthrax vaccine, and one out of 100 people injected with the anthrax vaccine develops inflammation of the heart that generally becomes some sort of morphological defect in their heart. So basically one out of 100 ends up with heart problems from the anthrax vaccine. So now you're going to give it to kids?
It says here, if not stopped, the U.S. government will override ethical and legal prohibition by testing medical countermeasures on unprotected children who are legally incapable of giving informed consent. The government would subject healthy but socioeconomically deprived American children,
right,
to unjustifiably risk of harm to be exploited as human guinea pigs.
Now, you know who the economically challenged people are. These are the people in that are on, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, and welfare. These are the people, and don't forget who these people are.
The overarching question, not specified by the commission or the administration, whose children are to be selected?
Right. Well, it's going to be poor people's children.
If history is a guide, underprivileged children's best interests will be sacrificed to serve as a means to an end that will benefit powerful commercial and government entities.
Right. And, you know, it's estimated that some 40% of Americans are on some sort of social program today. You know that those people will be the ones that will be targeted with this. Their children will be targeted with the anthrax vaccine. This is sad. Now, here we're talking about infant mortalities being the highest in this country. They're going to go up again real fast. You can bet on it. If they start adding the anthrax vaccine, you're going to see kids dying from that. Or if not dying, developing diseases from it.
That's terrible.
Yeah. There are vaccines that are worth taking. Dr. Merrill Nass says, look, you can't throw all vaccines out. You got to weigh the risk reward. If you're going to be exposed to something, a vaccine can be beneficial. But the one that she says is not beneficial is anthrax. So anyway, okay. Where do you want to go now?
Well, speaking of vaccines, I guess it's still all over the news that there is a flu epidemic going on right now.
I don't know about it.
I heard on a local station that a school was closing because they needed to sanitize the school because so many children had come down with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Guggs sent me an article about a flu spike. This one came from a Philadelphia NBC affiliate, and they're just talking about how the flu is widespread in 41 states, and that basically what you need to do is to get vaccinated to keep from getting the flu.
You know what? We're one of the states. Kentucky is one of those states. Mm-hmm. I won't get a vaccine, and I won't get the flu either.
18 children have died from flu complications this season, and 2,257 people have been hospitalized as of the last week of December.
But what they never tell you is that a lot of these people that are dying from flu complications, young and old, they generally have something already. They're very fragile to begin with, and the flu pushes them over the edge. It's not like they're robust and healthy and they get the flu and they die. Because people who are robust and healthy get the flu, and 5 or 6 days later, it's gone.
It said the flu vaccine is the best way to protect yourself and is particularly recommended for children over 6 months, pregnant women, people over 65.
Oh, my God. Pregnant women. Oh, my God.
Infant mortality.
Talk about epigenetic changes.
And those with chronic diseases such as asthma and diabetes.
And these are the ones that die from the flu. Asthma, heart, if they have heart problems, I mean, the flu pushes them over the edge.
And here's some things that, according to the CDC, you can do to prevent the flu. Wash your hands with soap and water often. If that's not available, use hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Triclosan,
yeah. Yeah.
Try not to touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. And I try not. I do that. Stay away from sick people.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in here about any vitamins.
Vitamin A and vitamin D.
Vitamin D, nothing.
No. Because they'll say that there's research out there that proves that it doesn't work. But you know what? We never get the flu. You never see a flu outbreak in the summertime. Show me a flu outbreak in the summertime. Anybody. I challenge you to show me an influenza breakout in any country during the period of the season where the sun is the highest and it's the warmest. You don't find it.
Well, I wonder if people are getting the flu in Florida, for example.
I don't know.
The sun's out there.
I think Florida is on the list. I think it is.
Is it? Okay.
But it's still not summertime there. I think it cools off, doesn't it?
Not in Miami or.
Maybe I'm going to have to look. If I'm right, then the rate of flu there should be lower. If I'm wrong, then the rate of flu will be the same as every place else. But maybe somebody can straighten me out on that. I'm always open to being corrected. So. Want to take a break and then, yeah, because we really ran over with my rant. I'm sorry about
when
that.
When we come back, I want to talk about Monsanto.
Monsatan. Yes, we haven't spoken about Monsatan in a while.
No.
Yes, and they're doing, actually, Monsatan gets an award today on the show.
Which one is
it? I'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Fire. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia.
nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Apparently, Florida is hit hard with the flu as well.
Well, when you said that, I was thinking, older people go there for the winter, and then they go back to their homes.
But older people also do what? They get the flu vaccine. Right?
Right.
We don't know how many people get the flu after they get the flu vaccine, and you started doing a little digging, and what did you find?
Here I just read some comments after this article. There's a ton of comments, and so many people, this guy says, I got the shot, I got the flu. I know of a ton of people who had the same thing happen. When will they acknowledge this year's vaccine is a failure? This year's? Only this year's? Really?
Well, wait a minute. Is it a failure if it's giving people the flu?
I got this. Here's another one. I got the shot. I've been down with the flu for 4 days now. This is the first time I've had the flu in 10 years.
So here's another possibility, okay? The possibility is this. Florida is filled with who? Old people, right? Okay. Sorry to anybody who lives in Florida that's not old. But, you know, they do say it's heaven's waiting room. What do old people do? They listen to their doctors. What are their doctors telling them? Get the flu vaccine. What if these old people are going and getting the vaccine? See, the CDC is not counting how many people get the flu who got the vaccine. This is the same thing as using your scale but not knowing the difference between body fat and lean body mass. So the CDC goes, oh, this is the worst flu epidemic we've ever had. What if it's also the largest turnout for the flu vaccine we've ever had?
Yeah, that's you got to have a good point there.
Don't I? Don't I? Every now and then I do. Remember this date. Wait a minute. It's January 11th. It's 12:57.
Did you know that you no longer have to go get a wax done?
And Monsanto actually gets a cosmetic industry award for this one. Talk about this. The apparently, for all of you women out there and men who go out and get yourself landscaped from time to time by getting like the Brazilian wax and all that sort of stuff, you don't have to do it anymore. You just have to eat cucumbers.
Just eat some Monsanto cucumbers, genetically modified cucumbers. I guess that's what happened in Nova Scotia. They evidently were doing a study, and they had some men and women taste regular cucumbers
right.
And compare them to
the genetically modified
cucumbers. Right. And they said they weren't that much difference, just that the genetically modified cucumbers caused a little fizz in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But then they went home.
And lo and behold, one of the guys said that he had a bunch of hair just fall off all at once.
Of his pubic area. Right. And then now this is not just him, right? So now what they've determined is that people who eat these genetically modified cucumbers lose the hair in their pubic area.
Fully three quarters of the people who ate these cukes had their crotch area hair fall out. This is not a joking matter at all. These people now have hairless hinies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hiney is a nice word for a behind or a buttocks.
Okay.
Okay, so think about this. But okay, so it's a bad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. Women spend lots of money on Brazilian wax jobs, and it's embarrassing. You got to get up on the table with your butt in the air. A stranger pours wax in it, rips the hair out, does it to the front, too. It's painful. What if you could just eat these cucumbers and go bald down there?
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know.
Well, it said that there were reports beginning to surface after bald field mice and bald cats were being discovered on acreage growing the crop. So
it was
the mice, and then the cats were eating the mice, and they too were going bald.
But they were going bald on their entire bodies?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, it probably doesn't just affect the pubes, but the pubes are affected earliest. I bet if you keep eating them, you'd lose hair in other areas of your body.
Maybe so.
People pay a lot of money for laser. I mean, if it could make you lose your hair on your crotch and in under your arms and on your legs, but leave your head alone, that would be a big boon for the cosmetic industry.
The guy here said, I pulled down my boxer shorts to get ready for bed one night, and there it was, a pile of hair that looked like a chihuahua puppy.
God, that's funny. That is funny.
And he was paid $50 by Monsanto to compare the taste of natural cucumbers to GM cucumbers.
And see, when you do one of those tests, you sign away your rights to sue for anything that goes wrong. You're a guinea pig, so you can't go back and go, hey, you know what? I lost my pubes. I'm suing you. They're like, no, you agreed not to come after us if anything happened. But then who thinks anything's going to happen from eating cucumbers, right?
Well, here is a statement by Monsanto. Next generation fruits and vegetables, including VO5 cucumbers, are safe for human consumption with some potential minor side effects. Some fine tuning is underway. I'm like, you have to worry about fine-tuning the food that you're eating?
Oh, my God. Just eat regular cucumbers, for crying out loud.
McDonald's is...
Did you say VO5?
It's what it says. V05.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, VO5 is something that you put
hair
on your
product.
Hair. I was like, oh, my God. They're making these cucumbers for hair products.
I'm sorry.
Like...
I should have said V05.
Okay. There you go.
McDonald's Corporation issued a statement following the Nova Scotia ban, announcing that they will replace dill and sweet cucumber pickles on their burgers with non-genetically modified pickled zucchini.
So that means that they've been using them all along.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that people who've been eating McDonald's have been getting these genetically modified cukes.
I guess so.
I wonder if they're losing their pubic hair and they don't understand why. Don't forget, they're eating probably small slices of it at a time.
The Federal Minister of Health, Leona, can't pronounce the last name, said a Canada-wide recall and ban will be issued. The government of Canada takes this very, very seriously. Being hairless down there should be a matter of personal choice for Canadian men and women and not one taken away by a cucumber.
Yeah, it's a side effect of what you eat. You know, and this is a perfect example. I mean, when are we going to stop effing with the food, man?
I know, really.
I mean, you know what? The world doesn't need to be fed. If you just look at the vast number of fat people in the world, it's clear that there's not a shortage of food. Now, in the countries where there is a shortage of food, I don't think that they should be eating genetically modified food anyway, because who cares if you're going to live, but you're going to get cancer and you're going to be bald in your pubic area and everything else that goes on with it. This is ridiculous. I hope that Bill Gates gets bald in his pube area. You'd see him sue Monsanto tomorrow morning. He'll say, you know, Melinda doesn't like the way this looks. I'm suing you now for this genetically modified cuke that you sold me. He wants everybody to eat genetically modified food. You need GMO to feed the world. Oh, my God.
I don't get it. I'm looking for another article here that Poland bans Monsanto corn.
Yeah, I see that too. Yeah.
So they're just along. Poland is just add Poland to all the other countries that don't allow genetically modified foods, but we do here in the U.S.
I just can't get over it. And, you know, I understand that even Adel Musso, who is brilliant, and he is a scientific person, so he doesn't take the zealot approach that I take. And he says to me, well, you know, if they can genetically modify salmon where it has a higher degree of omega-3s, that could be a good thing.
But didn't he also say that they were cross?
No. Yeah, no, that's
eel?
Salmon. Yeah, but that's – no. But he said one time – I don't know if he said it to me in private or on a show. You know, there could be a benefit, like if they could genetically modify salmon so it had more omega-3, but not that it's part eel, that it's still a salmon. That could actually be a good thing that genetically modified organisms can produce. But the problem is they keep backfiring. These genetic modifications yield the desired result, but there's undesired results that no one even plans on, like this here with the cucumber. And I say, stop effing with the food. Stop it. And, you know, the FDA doesn't give a good hoot whether or not you get sick from the food you eat. They don't care because they're making decisions that benefit them each individually that they're going to build their careers on. This is sad. It's really sad.
I just want to read something here by Polish protesters.
Please.
They delivered a petition to their president. It read, "This will destroy the good name of Polish food and farming amongst those who praise Poland for its high-quality produce. We also have dramatic evidence that ingesting even small doses of GM feed can cause major health problems, including infertility, cancer, and death in rodents tested under laboratory conditions." So I guess we're all being tested here
in
this big laboratory of the U.S.
Look, and this comes full circle. They don't care about us. This government doesn't give a damn about us. They want to tax us more. They want to make us indentured servants. And then they want to experiment with things on us to see, well, let's see how this works out. I mean, it's just really not a good scenario. It's not. And I'll tell you something else. We did a show last year, either the beginning of last year, I think, where I had an anthropologist on the show, and we talked about lost civilizations and what the signs of a lost civilization are. And back then he said, like, we had 7 of the 10 already, right?
Right.
Okay. And he said, the last thing to go is the military. He says, when the military is gone, the government has no more protection, the people overthrow the government, and then the people leave the country. Well, I just read an article, and I don't know if it's propaganda or not. Maybe somebody out there can send me some more proof of this. But I just read an article that says suicide amongst enlisted personnel is at an all-time high. If that is true, if our military is killing themselves, it's just a matter of time before those who say, I'm not going to kill myself, I'm just not doing what they want me to do. And that's it for this country. Because once the military says, I'm done, I'm not protecting this country, they're not protecting me and they're not protecting the people, the hell with this government, that's the last sign that this is going to be. Someday, 200 years from now, I'm going to talk about the rise and fall of America. So if anybody knows anything about this, that the rate of suicides amongst enlisted personnel is at an all-time high, I would love validated proof from real news organizations to see if this is true. Because if this is, the government is covering this up big time, big time.
I just want to mention, since we're talking about Monsanto, Carly Gomez did send us an article, which we haven't had the chance to read because we just got it. But it was saying, the article says that genetic modification could strengthen plants.
Yeah.
And this was from a researcher out of the Washington State University.
But see, the problem with that is they probably strengthened the cucumber. I bet you the cucumber that they modified, they didn't modify it to taste better. They probably modified it so it will grow in more harsh conditions. Mm-hmm. And grow better and grow faster, which basically is strengthening the organism. And look what it's doing to people's pubes.
Well, and that leads me back to, they say that we need to feed the world, or Bill Gates says we need to feed the world, but we throw so much food away, you know?
You know what, Bill, give all your money to the world. Instead of putting it into the Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation, just take your money and send it to a third world country that needs food and let them use it to buy food. If you really believe in feeding the world, stop making investments in these types of BS scientific experiments and just send your money elsewhere. Put your money behind your mouth. Go ahead and send your money away. You don't need it anyway. Right?
Right.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
Do we know what we're going to talk about when we come out?
When we come back, we want to talk about a fast food giant.
Oh, I like that. Okay, a fast food giant. This sounds like a good one. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Atomic.
Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The mob comes equipped, comes equipped. The mob comes equipped, comes equipped. Mob comes equipped, comes equipped. The mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware, beware. To all the killers and $100. To all the killers and $100.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Super Radio. This is the kind of music you can listen to while you're working out in the morning. Listen, this is a great mashup.
Check it out now.
Really good stuff.
That is right? Good.
I mean, if you're moving.
So, if people still eat at Kentucky Fried Chicken, I think after this story, they won't eat there any longer.
Okay.
Gordon Waddell posted this on my Facebook page today. Fast food giant KFC has apologized to a UK student, not University of Kentucky, but United Kingdom,
okay.
After he came across what appeared to be a chicken's brain in his meal.
Mm.
And the picture, this shows a picture that he actually posted on Facebook that's been shared 500 times, what the article says. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's basically what happened was... If anybody's ever seen a chicken processing facility where they slaughter chickens, the chickens hang by their heads. After they're defeathered, they hang by their heads, and it's basically a laser that just zaps their head, and then they fall into a bin, and then they're processed downstream. Well, probably what happened was the laser didn't cut the head off completely, but the chicken fell anyway. And so its head was battered and deep fried. And so you can see the base of the skull in the picture, and you can see the brain on top. And it's really disgusting. I mean, look, Elisa can't even talk. She's so mesmerized by the picture. She's looking at it.
No, actually, it says here that KFC has stated that they have not received the product, being the brain or whatever it is, but it appears from a photograph that this is a kidney, not a brain, is
That's
claimed.
That's not a kidney.
And was not removed in the preparation process.
That's not a kidney.
It doesn't look like a kidney.
No, a kidney looks like a bean. It looks like a big bean-shaped organ. It doesn't look like that. That has all of the, what do they call them again? The convolutions and something else. You can see it looks like a brain. It doesn't look like a kidney. Oh my God!
And they also said we're very sorry about Mr. Langu's experience. And while there was no health risk, we do agree it was unsightly. And according to Mr. Langu, the apology fell a little short. He said he won't be eating there anytime soon. KFC says that they're sorry and are concerned to hear of my experience, as they have rigorous standards. But I'm not impressed.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't say go back to the store, you owe them $1.50 because the brains are $1.50 more.
That's definitely a brain.
Oh, yeah, that's not a kidney. You can see the base of the skull underneath it.
Oh, that's just disgusting. I can't believe people still eat there, though. That's what's shocking to me.
That, you know what? I ate that when I lived in Las Vegas, and I ate it for a short time when I moved here. But it really is disgusting food, KFC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
one other article I wanted to talk about quickly is this is just a little article that I read about science putting wrinkled fingers to test.
So why the question is, why do our skin why does our skin get pruney?
The prune like when we're in the bathtub or when you're
time.
Washing dishes
right.
or whatever and swimming.
My mother used to call it waterlogged. Oh, your fingers are waterlogged, she used to say.
Well, evidently, because of evolution is why our fingers get prune-like.
Okay.
Our ancestors, they used to forage for food and
they would have to go into the water and try to grab fish and stuff
right,
like that.
And when it was wet out, they needed that to be able to hold things.
Right.
They actually did a study where they had people soak their fingers and then they tried to transfer marbles from one container, wet marbles from one container to another.
Right.
The people who had the prune-like fingers were able to grasp the smooth marble that was wet and transfer it from one container to another. The people who had the smooth fingers could not transfer the marbles. They would slide off.
So by changing the texture of the finger, mm-hmm. it becomes more effective. And it adapts to having to handle things in water.
Yes.
It's almost like they become little suction cups, I guess, or
exactly.
Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. So this is a good adaptation, especially if you plan on losing your fishing pole while you're camping and you want to go out and catch a trout.
Well, I guess part of the point, though, is that it evolved from our ancestors.
Yeah. The body is perfect. Mm-hmm. The body is perfect. We keep saying it. We keep effing with it. With effing with the food that goes in it.
I know.
Else. I know. Yeah. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Do you have anything?
I have another email that I got from a guy who's really a big fan of the show.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Jason Leloux. Let me find it real quick. Hold on a second. And then we have... Oh, well, let me do this first. That was a burp. But I killed the mic. I
laughed so hard my tooth hit through the microphone.
I do have a question to answer first. Before I read Jason's, okay, so I got this question on the Superhuman Radio Network fan page, and I believe it was from Gordon Waddell. No, Albert Woody, I'm sorry. He says, Carl, should I take NAC every day? I'm only currently using it pre-workout. Yes. It's more important to take NAC for your liver than for its performance-enhancing effects.
Really?
Oh, sure. NAC is a fantastic support product for the liver. It increases glutathione production. It's been shown to reverse damages to the liver from Tylenol overdose. I mean, it's been used in treating people who have cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol consumption.
So you take it daily. How much?
I take 1,800 milligrams. How to do the math? 1,800 milligrams a day, twice a day. I take 1,800 milligrams twice a day. Now, obviously, on my workout days, I take it an hour pre-workout. On non-workout days, I just take it with two different meals. So I think it's really critical for liver function in general. And that's my, you know, my position on it.
I just wanted to read something from one of our listeners, Andrew Michael Barker.
Yes.
He posted this yesterday on my Facebook page. He said, "It took me a year of listening to the podcast while in traffic, but I'm finally caught up with Superhuman Radio."
Wow. Thank you
so
much.
What was your response? He must be in traffic a lot.
A lot. Yeah, he's got to be in traffic a lot. I wonder where he lives. What part?
Mexico.
Oh, okay. In Mexico.
I think so.
Oh, wow. So the traffic must be really bad there. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that we are the second most obese nation in the world? You know who the number one obese nation is?
Mexico?
Yeah. That's what made me think of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I was doing my research this morning. So, very sad.
Okay.
This comes from Jason Lalou. He said, "I just listened to last Friday's episode where you had Joe on," and he's talking about Joe Siciliano. He said, "Sorry, I didn't remember his last name. When he started the sentence, 'I find you condescending to,' I swore the end was going to be 'your guess sometimes.' You were practically telling that poor doctor that was testing the results of aerobic exercise on muscle gains that he was stupid for not using amino acid injections. Easy, man. A good reason not to focus entirely on injectables is the prevalence of needle phobias. Eyelash or not," meaning that I said that the average insulin syringe is like an eyelash. I mean, that's, you know, what it is. He says, "Eyelash or not, needles still make me sweat. They don't hurt, and it's not logical, but there is a serious anxiety involved for a large part of the population. That said, I love the show. Oh, P.S. I know you don't mean it, but you kind of sigh or go, to keep from being silent too long." He means when a guest is talking. "It tends to sound condescending as well. Love you, and say hi to Elisa." Okay, so.
You said it's a pile up.
Yeah, so I know I'm condescending to the audience, and I'm condescending to the. No, you know what? I do go,
But doesn't that mean you're thinking?
Well, sometimes it means I'm thinking. Sometimes it means I don't necessarily agree. Sometimes it means that's interesting. And sometimes I do it if I sense the guest has been talking for such a long time that they may think that they dropped out, especially when it's a cell phone call. If I know I'm interviewing somebody on a cell phone, I try to avoid long periods of silence because a lot of times I've had guests go, "Hello, are you there?" I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm listening." So it's, you know, it's really, I feel nervous for them. I don't want them to think that I've gone away. But sometimes it's because I'm thinking about what they said. Gee, does that make sense? Or so on. I'll try to come up with something else that doesn't sound as condescending. And that's a good point. Maybe it sounds condescending to them. As far as Dr. Wilson, when I was talking about amino acids, injections, amino acid injections are all the rage amongst the anti-aging community. For about 3 years now, 4 years now, compounding pharmacists have been compounding injectable amino acids. They have fantastic benefits. I agree.
Not everybody wants to inject amino acids.
Oh, pick one. Creatine, glutamine, L-arginine. They're injectable now. They have injected. In fact, there was a peptide company about 4 years ago that I actually was buying EAAs in an injectable format, and one vial had the equivalent of like 30 grams of EAAs in a lyophilized powder. And I started injecting them, and I noticed some differences in myself. So with that being said, you're right. There are a lot of people who don't want to inject, and for those, you know, don't inject. But for scientific research, it's very common for, like, for instance, all the research on L-arginine's ability to stop somatostatin and increase growth hormone is infused, injected L-arginine. The best way to find out if an amino acid works is to bypass digestion. So that's not even in the equation. Like, well, how much of it, we know how much he took. And is that really the maximum that you can raise blood levels with that dose? And that depends on everybody's digestion. So when they do research on amino acids and they want to remove digestion from the equation so they can say, okay, we raised this amino acid level in the blood by X picomoles per liter, they always infuse it. And so I don't think it's uncommon for scientists to use infusible or injectable amino acids. And I stand to be corrected. Now, I understand he's using orals. I just think he should try using injectables because I think that they'll find out that, A, the results will be more consistent and predictable, and, B, it'll be reproducible in every person out there who's willing to inject the amino acids. But I understand what you're saying. Not everybody wants to do that.
I have one more. Ilya Pozniak.
Pozniak, yeah.
Is he from Australia?
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
Says, hi, Elisa. I was listening to an older episode of Casual Friday, the one about graphic warning labels on cigarette package.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's funny how right Carl was. I remember when taking a health psychology lecture in my honors year, the lecturer talked about how in Australia, these graphic labels aren't a deterrent and how kids and smokers actually request their favorite labels.
Right, right.
Laugh out loud. Looks like we don't have to wait 10 years.
Yeah.
I guess you said in 10 years.
Yeah,
we'll
find out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, well, I guess in Australia, they're already doing it.
Yeah. I mean, people love being part of the counterculture, right?
Mm-hmm.
They like being shocking. I mean, look at the stuff that we watch, you know, Honey Boo Boo and all this sort of stuff. We like the ridiculous.
Reality, I think they have a new one now about West Virginia rednecks or something.
Oh, yeah, they got one on moonshine. We like that sort of stuff. So who wouldn't want to carry a pack of cigarettes with a skull and crossbones or a dead guy being eviscerated, you know, on an autopsy table just for the shock quality? It's like, I don't care, man. I'm tough. I smoke these anyway.
I can't believe people still smoke. I went to Vitamin Shop yesterday to get a few things, and the kid came in from his break. He looked like he was college age. He smelled like cigarette smoke so badly.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And he's telling people
what to take
to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll be right back. I got to go out and smoke.
That's all I have.
That's all I have, too, I think. Well, it was a great week here. We had a lot of great shows, and we have a great week planned for next week as well. I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, listen to the channel from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, for the greatest mashups to work out to or do cardio to.
And I just want to thank Nick Guggs, Albert Woody, Gordon Waddell, and Carly Gomez for articles today.
Carly was listening live today. She was right. Every time we talked about it, boom, she sent us a message. I love that. I like that. I remember the first time that ever happened to me, I was still at Clear Channel, and we were streaming live, and I had a guy email me while I was interviewing a guest. I don't remember who it was, and he said, I'm listening to your show in the tubes in the UK. Can you ask your guest this? And so I asked the guest, and then after the show, I said to Kevin O'Neill, my producer, what the hell are the tubes? He goes, oh, that's the subway. And I thought, oh, my God, somebody's in the subway in the UK, and they're listening to my show live? That was like magic to me. So I love when people communicate with us while we're on the air. Thank you very much, and thank you for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Fast Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You